In a frenzy, the savage ran back to the house, seized it, whirled it, the knotted cords bit into his flesh. "Strumpet! Strumpet!" he shouted at every blow as though it were Lenina, and how frantically, without knowing it, he wished it were. White, warm, scented, infamous Lenina that he was flogging thus. "Strumpet!" And then, in a voice of despair, "Oh, Linda, forgive me! Forgive me, God! I'm bad! I'm wicked! I'm... No, no, you strumpet! You strumpet!" From his carefully constructed hide in the wood 300 metres away, Darwin Bonaparte, the Feely Corporation's most expert big-game photographer, had watched the whole proceedings. Patience and skill had been rewarded. He had spent 3 days sitting inside the bole of an artificial oak tree, 3 nights crawling on his belly through the heather, hiding microphones in gorse bushes, burying wires in the soft grey sand. 72 hours of profound discomfort, but now the great moment had come. The greatest, Darwin Bonaparte had time to reflect as he moved among his instruments, the greatest since his taking of the famous all-howling stereoscopic Feely of the gorilla's wedding. "Splendid!" he said to himself as the savage started his astonishing performance.